America Meditating Radio Show. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts 24/7. Hi, I'm Sister Jenna. Join me and guests on Blog Talk Radio as we amplify stories that compel us to be more for ourselves and everyone else around us.
Blaylock Dialysis Center is a convenient state-of-the-art dialysis center in the Houston area, run by Dr. Panakin Patel. Relax in a comfortable environment while receiving quality care. Serving adults 18 to geriatrics, we are here to help you. Call 713-463-6611 for more information or visit us at our website at www.blaylockdialysiscenter.com. Blaylock Dialysis Center, where helping you get well is our priority.
The Meditation Museum in Silver Spring, Maryland, offers a variety of courses and activities to make your life go a whole lot smoother. Located at 9525 Georgia Avenue, you will be able to experience the beautiful silence that's in the space. There are courses in Raj Yoga Meditation, Positive Thinking, Stress-Free Living, and Personal Development classes. For more information, call us at 301-588-0144 or visit us online at meditationmuseum.org.
Are you in need of a tech service company that's going to deliver the best solutions for your business? Then Atronica is your solutions headquarters. Here we specialize in your individual needs to make sure your business shines. For more information, please call 301-417-0070 or visit us at our website at atronica.net. Atronica, where we deliver for you.
Welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna, and I have been in quite a little unique mood because here in Washington, D.C., the African American Museum of History is about to open up, everyone. And I can't begin to describe the atmosphere, the timeliness of all of this, the magic, the miracle, and who could have even grafted or scripted this in the way that we're witnessing this, not only in our own country of America, but also the way that the world will be interpreting the opening of this. And so on September 24th, we are going to have the official opening of the African American Museum of Natural History. Can you believe that? Can you believe 100 years? Here we are finally getting the recognition of where we are and who we are, and there's all this stuff. But this whole thing about the fact that we are now able to showcase that African Americans played a very, very crucial role in the formation of this country and where this country is. And I've been having conversations and dialogues with a lot of friends around the globe about it's not just African Americans. You go back and with the Jews, you go back with Indians, you go with the Portuguese, with it's all over where this marketing campaign of having a particular culture, language, skin color, declare themselves a little bit more superior than another, and we begin to sort of design our economy or the way that we shape, the way that we live, we are now realizing there's no more time for us to live like that. The hierarchy is really about how kind, how pure, and how good you can be. And the more you are, I would say, these divine illuminated qualities, then you are the superior race, you are the superior color, you are the superior language, you are the superior, you know, head leader of a country. So if these qualities inside of your spirit are amplified and at the highest dimension that it can be, then I will call you the superior race. Because I could trust a person who's kind. I can trust a person who's benevolent. I can trust somebody who has the wisdom to make decisions that's beneficial for all. Can't you? And so looking at the temperament that we're witnessing in our country and the divisiveness, and just the other day, I actually took a few moments of silence just for Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to be healed. And in my tweet, I said, I'd do the same for Donald Trump if he was sick. And so this atmosphere, you know, what are we planning for our tomorrows? Are we not our tomorrows? Aren't we the ones that we're waiting for? Please stay tuned. I'm going to have two incredibly talented guests on the air, Pablo Stennett and Emery Franklin, who have just worked on a beautiful track, a beautiful song called We're Tomorrow. And we're going to be talking to them shortly about how timely their song is. It's going to kind of make you go in tears too. And why it's important for us to begin to contribute more to a sustainable, illuminated society and culture rather than the one that seems just way too easy for us to just keep declining in behavior and in attitude, in awareness, because then there'd be no future if we keep going in that direction. You're listening to America Meditating, and we're going to do what we do best here, and that is to have our moment of introspection and our moment of solitude and silence. Then from my Off the Grid into the Heart meditation CD, this track is called Letting Go. I'd like to invite you to just take a moment and settle yourself. Breathe in, relax a little, and let's take a moment to be in our own company.
Focusing my thoughts. Taking just a minute. Sitting quietly, I become aware of my surroundings. I focus on an object in front of me, allowing it to fill my awareness, letting go of any distractions. I hold only the object in my awareness. Even if I'm distracted, I gently return my focus to the object. I identify one quality of that object. I focus on this. I hold this one thought.
Welcome back. Today we are joined by two very special guests, writer and producer Pablo Stennett and singer-songwriter Emery Franklin, and they will soon be releasing a very beautiful song that we will be playing at the end of our conversation entitled We Are Tomorrow. Now, Pablo Stennett is a multi-Grammy award-winning bass player with decades of industry experience. He's a passionate producer, accomplished writer and musician who has partnered with film studios, gaming companies, media organizations, corporations, and emerging artists. Now, during his accomplished career, he has developed original music for various companies, including Mercedes-Benz, Sony Music. He has also performed and recorded with top artists such as Ziggy Marley, Willie Nelson, Chaka Khan, and many more. Now, Emery, who is actually singing on the track, is a rising 21-year-old singer and songwriter and a recording artist from Friday Harbor, Washington, whose captivating, angelic voice, I have to tell you, and poignant lyrics transcend her age. Emery's signature storytelling draws from her life experiences, writing openly about the emotions that are common to her generation but sometimes really difficult to talk about. She strives to write songs that are always real and brutally honest at times. So it is that authenticity, though, that's combined with driving rhythms and contagious melodies that have captured the attention of music lovers, especially young women and music industry elite alike, as she continues to build her fan base, extending live performances from Nashville, San Francisco, Seattle, and much more. So today we want to welcome these two incredible human beings to the show, Pablo and Emery. Hi, and welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
It's so sweet to have both of you. And how timely is this song? Because We Are Tomorrow is such a great topic. Because if we don't prepare ourselves today, I really don't know what our tomorrows are going to look like, Pablo and Emery. And if you were on the air earlier listening to my sort of emotional expression, the African American History Museum is opening up in just a few days. And I'm just already kind of almost emotional when I will walk into those walls. As you know, President Obama and many, many of the most prolific and profound voices of our country will be there on opening night. And I just don't know how I'm going to feel, because regardless of the color of your skin, your religious belief, your level of wealth, no one has the permission to treat anyone unkind. And so I feel like this is a rise above. And so your title of in your message of your new song, We Are Tomorrow, I just think it's very, very conducive. So I'm glad to have you on the air at this time.
Thank you.
Why don't you give us a little bit of an idea of how did you first meet and how did your meeting bring about the song, We Are Tomorrow? Pablo, maybe you can start by answering that.
Hi, Virginia, and thanks for having us. As a father of three young boys, it was just always an inspiration just seeing the young kids, seeing my young kids, you know, just growing up and always feel like I need to protect them or look out for them, you know. When the inspiration came and when I met Emery, I just kind of connected all the dots. And
right.
That's what happened, you know. She just had the right energy, the right spirit, just the right everything just to deliver this message. And along with her writing ability, when I heard her actually sing, it was just like, yes, this is it. This is it. So,
this is it. Yeah, and they're so rare to find nowadays because we don't really find exceptional, and I'm saying this with respect to everyone who's also into digital music and a lot of things, but to really have a voice that can really transcend even sometimes the digital, you know, sort of imitations that we go through when we, you know, we change certain tones and stuff. And Pablo, if you were in the studio right now with me, you'd see my huge smile on my face because I'm suspecting you're Jamaican, right?
Yes, I am.
And I'm Jamaican too.
Wow.
And I bet you didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I've just been here too long. I got to go back home and get me some fry fish or roti, even though whatever it is. So I'm so glad to have you on the air for that. So thank you for sharing that. Now, Emery, what
Amazing.
Was it like? I know, right? Emery, what was it like when you actually found somebody who sort of recognized that there is this inner calling or this talent within you that just needed a platform? I mean, how did that make you feel when you and Pablo got together and you started to work towards moving this talent and this gift into formation?
Yeah, well, you know, when I first met Pablo, I was having a showcase at the Sky Bar in LA, and I met him briefly before and after the show, and we didn't really get to talk that much, but I was kind of, you know, I was intrigued by his presence, and he had this very cool vibe, and I had noted that among all the people in the audience, he had been very engaged in my performance. So then when I came to L.A. and we were put back into contact, Pablo said, you know, I have this amazing song, and I think that you'd be great on it. And I was pretty honored that he would bring me in as an emerging artist to work on this and that he thought that I was the right person to deliver the message.
Right. Now, let's talk about We Are Tomorrow. What is the awareness message that you're really trying to get out there to the world, which we're going to play at the end of the show?
Our objective is, you know, We Are Tomorrow is an effort to send a message and to really start a movement to bring awareness and spark discussion for peaceful resolutions for healing the world environmentally and across countries, cultures, genders, politics. It's not a small task, but we believe it's important to engage positive change and influence on the next generation and their place in the world.
And Pablo, what has been the response to We Are Tomorrow and its message, and how has that affected the plans to activate and get the message out for you?
Well, you know what? It has been an amazing reception from we started this whole process, and just sharing it with the very few friends and our team. We have a small team of people working together, and the response has just been so amazing, and everybody who was, you know, just heard a little bit of it, keep saying it's timeless, it's needed. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that actually just has probably hit me, Emery, the most is that all the kids' response to it. They've just been singing. I remember we were in the studio with, we had a kids' choir come in and, you know, about 18 voices. And I remember one of the parents actually took a videotape of her daughter singing the song in the car going home. And she didn't really hear the song that much, but she was just so excited to keep on singing, we are tomorrow. I mean, and of course, she put her own spin on it. And that was just, it just got to us. I shared it with Emery because we went to dinner the following night, and it just got it. Emery couldn't even believe. You just saw the look on Emery's face, like, "Wow, are you serious?
Wow.
We actually are doing this." And it's just a very needed message, and for us to just be aware and just start looking out for the next generation. Because if we don't, it's going to be, you know what I mean. So it's exciting.
It is exciting. It is exciting, and my ability to be a connector of great causes, I'm already percolating ideas to see how to get this out with some of our folks that we know.
I'm thinking about,
you know, nowadays social media is what everyone talks about in conveying their message. And I have to tell you something, Emery and Pablo. I think it was about a month ago, one of my very dear friends from Unity Church just took me out of office and said, "Let's just go play because I love golf." And she took me somewhere for a park, and then there were all these Canadian geese around, and one got sort of abandoned. And just for the life of us, we just ended up recording it. It's like a minute or two. So we just posted it online just for the fun of it. Like a million views in like 1 week. And I'm like, what is that?
Wow.
It's a bunch of Canadian geese. Why is that happening? And when we post things, Emery, like, you know, you are a being of light and you are the most positive influence in the humanity. One view, two view, maybe two likes, right? So as much as we know. So it's like social media is an important tool, and I know that many of us who are doing a lot of good, sometimes on the very pro-positive side, we find ourselves doing a lot of work to try to get a positive message out. Now, for me, I've told everyone in my staff and everyone, don't worry. Even if it's two people, it's those two people that we need on our team, nobody else. And so when we talk about how we attract people, or rather, how can people build on this message that you wish to convey? Like, what is your call to action that you would like to share with our listeners today so that We Are Tomorrow can really get into the hearts of many around the country and the world? Emery, you want to start, and then Pablo can chime in?
Okay.
Yeah. You know, well, first, to get the song out there, to get people listening, I think it's important. When I first came on the project, I was excited that this song was much more than me. It was much more than, you know, the artist delivering it. It was about the team and the work that had gone into this and making it a movement. So, you know, listeners, you know, go to the website, check out the story. If you like it, tell your friends and your family and post it on social media and, you know, take part in it and take part in the message that we are trying to deliver.
Beautiful. Pablo?
Yes, and, you know, We Are Tomorrow, to me, it's an anthem with an awareness message. You know, we as people must take care of, you know, the entire world, our planet, our country, our states, our cities, our communities, our islands, you know, like where me and Sister Jenna is from, you know. But most importantly, you know, our children, you know.
Yeah.
And we just convey a strong message of healing our world, you know, happiness, acceptance, peace, care, and love. We believe that this music and message will bring light to possibilities and opportunities of a better future. It's been years since you have a strong song like this, or a message, a song with a message. It's been, I think, over 30 years since Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, and Quincy Jones. I mean, We Are the World. You know?
Right.
Yes.
And even Bob Marley's One Love. Which is like an anthem for the world. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
And Coca-Cola did Taught the World to Sing. So it's, I think, We Are Tomorrow.
I love it.
The next anthem, you know.
I love that, Pablo. And how did you guys come up with that title? How did you actually end up with We Are Tomorrow? I mean, were you sitting in meditation? Were you walking on the street? Were you picking up an orange at the grocery store? Because you know how inspiration comes. It's not like you set the date. I mean, where were you when you all realized, like, We Are Tomorrow? I mean, the Hopi Indians have a saying that we are who we've been looking for. And so when I hear this, it just connects at such a vast level that we are tomorrow. And so where did it come from? Where did that title actually emerge from? What were you all up to at the time?
Well, you know, Pablo's vision had been with him for the song for a while before he even met me. And so We Are Tomorrow was, you know, it started out as his concept. And Pablo can probably speak better than I can to the exact moment and exactly where he was when that came about. But I know that as an artist, I, of course, wanted to put my creative stamp on it and to fully assimilate myself into the project. So I did ask if I could, you know, work on that with lyrics and melody. And Pablo was like, yes, of course, please. So that's kind of how the song came together in a collaboration. But Pablo, maybe you can speak to where you were exactly when this vision hit you.
Well, to be honest with you, I probably was in the middle of nowhere. I remember it was early in the morning. I was on tour. And in the back of the bus, everybody else was asleep. And I had my keyboards and my headphones and just kind of just looking into the darkness. And, you know, because you couldn't see anything around. The bus was just driving. I don't even remember where we were going. And this was back about, I think it was 2007 when the whole idea came to me. And just the whole We Are Tomorrow and just the kids, my kids were definitely on my mind, just wanting to actually just, if I could make the world a perfect place for just them, safer, just so they know that there's hope and they have us as angels just to help to guide them or just to look out for them. I think they'll just be so, so happy and comfortable, you know? So the song just, the idea just came to me. So I think it was just a quiet moment, you know, in the middle of nowhere tour.
Yeah, I love those moments. You know, I remembered a very, very ancient Hindu story about this great king that asked everyone in the kingdom, tell me who I am and tell me what was the purpose of life. And the greatest scholars and greatest of everyone came in the kingdom and tell them. And he just says, get out of here. I know that already. And an old little feeble little old-time wizard, which nobody really listened to anymore in the kingdom, went and told the king, King, you will know who you are when one foot is on the ground and your other foot is on the stirrup mounting your horse. And he looked at the wizard, old and fragile. He goes, why are you guys sending me all these insane people? But then 2 weeks later, he had the greatest realization of his life, where one foot was on the ground and his other foot was on the stirrup about to mount the horse. And then he realized that he was immortal or he was this. And then he go, I get it. Inspiration come at times when you will least expect it in life. And they will keep helping you to know who you are as you're traveling along the way. And just always find those moments. Priceless.
Absolutely.
So here we are. Yeah, so here we are. We Are Tomorrow's getting released. Do you know when it's going to be released? And can folks find this track if they're looking for it?
It comes out on the 22nd, and they can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, you know, all the social medias, of course. And it's just an excited time for us, you know, me and Emily, just to see this coming, you know, actually to light like this and the reception that we've been getting. So, we're excited.
It's timely. Any plans to go on a tour or travel anywhere to perform?
There's no tour specifically in the works. It's all actually really happened very fast. You know, Pablo and I only met in January, and this project has all come together. And, you know, you spoke at the very beginning of the call about the timeliness of things and how it all just kind of seems to, you know, it's ironic in the sense that our word among our team has always been, you know, organic and trust the timing of your life. And this is coming out at a very poignant time. And so we put the work in, we're waiting for it to launch, and then we're along for the ride.
Got it. Beautiful. Well, congratulations. And we're going to be playing your track right after this and would love to invite you to DC. If you're ever in town, please know that you have a place at the Meditation Museum to do a nice little conversation or lime session. Huh?
Would love to be there. Yes.
Definitely. Well, you know what? My mother makes the best Jamaican jerk tofu, Pablo, and you're going to have to come here, especially to taste that.
Okay, that's the deal. That's the deal. I'll just get on the flight just for that. That's a deal right there.
There you go. I'll remember that.
Definitely.
I know, good. We talk about global oneness and a better world, and your song is all about promoting that. So before I end our conversation, could each of you share with our listeners what is your best vision for yourself that the world would become a better place as a result of the vision that you hold for you? Pablo, I'll start with you.
You know, as a musician, producer who has gotten a chance to travel just worldwide, I'd just love to see us taking the time just to think about the next person who's beside you. Just think about looking out for that person, if that person was your relative, your brother or your sister, just take a moment just to embrace and know our purpose and our value and why we are here, and just accept each other's energy and not just what we were taught because of whatever somebody else's belief or ideas of their what they would want to see, but just understand that there's a purpose why we're here and we're all one. This is what was intended for us, and it's just, I just always think of the true meaning of the word love, the true really meaning of the word love, and
right.
I think we'll get it. Just embrace the word love.
Beautiful. Thanks, Pablo. Emery?
I definitely agree with Pablo on what he just said. I also, the original perspective I took when writing my portion of the song was really speaking to my generation, and as you spoke about before, you know, social media is an extremely powerful tool, and I think that it's also something that we get lost in. And I would love to convey the message to my generation that, you know, there's so much happening in the world, and if we can all pay attention and, you know, come together and realize that we, a lot is riding on our shoulders, and we can influence change, and we should, you know, look out the window and see what's happening around us. And if I can be a spokesperson for that and help to convey that, I think that's a job, you know, well done.
Well said, my dear. Leave us with a website, and I'm about to play your track. And for those of you who've been listening on the air, be prepared for something extremely soul-altering. What's your website that everyone can hear you all?
It's wearetomorrowmusic.com.
Sounds perfect. Pablo and Emery, you're a wonderful team, and I want to thank you all for joining us on the America Meditating Radio.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Same here. Take care.
anymore.